Hi there, it's Soliloquy23, and I thought for my first post I would answer the amazing Hi No Names questionnaire for December. Question 1. If you switched genders for the day, how would you spend it?
Okay, so if I woke up as a guy, I'm pretty sure that after checking out my new body in the mirror and stuff,
and dealing with morning wood, obviously,
for science purposes, clearly, not because I'm a giant pervert or anything,
the first thing I would do is I would probably end up shaving my head and, like, having a mohawk or something.
I'd also like to street race, because I remember talking to my ex about this, how I'm into cars and racing and stuff, and I remember him saying that if I turned up there as myself, I would not be taken seriously at all. But as a guy with a mohawk rocking in a Toyota Supra, they would totally take me seriously, and I'd leave them all behind in my dust. It would be awesome.
Question 2. Which moment in your life had the biggest impact and paved the way to your current lifestyle?
I don't want this to turn into a downer already, but the honest answer is a bit depressing, I guess. I think the moment that changed my life the most and impacted everything was when my father died when I was 10. It was just automatically my entire potential and everything was sort of cut in half. And it's hard to come back from something like that. I just know I'd be a different person if he was still around today. But I'm making a comeback slowly, so it's okay. And if anything, it's taught me to just take risks and just live as much as possible.
Okay, moving on. Question 3. If you could wrestle a teddy bear for the last goldfish in the bucket, what colour would your walls be?
I don't think I would wrestle a teddy bear, just because I would probably lose and it would be horribly embarrassing. And also, I don't like goldfish. They creep me out. I think it's because of their eyes. Like, they follow you around the room and judge you. And fish, just in general, creep me out. Yeah, definitely not doing that. But what colour would my walls be? Base completely, because I love saying the word, I'm going to go with fuchsia.
Question 4. What is your favourite animal, song, colour, part of your body, and exercise?
Well, I was going to say cats initially, and I know that would have been approved by the whole of Reddit, but as I was recording this, my cat was under my desk, I didn't see him, and he bit my foot, so I'm changing my mind. I'm going to go with rabbits. And also, I have a rabbit. Okay, so I couldn't possibly tell you what my favourite song of all time is because there are just too many. So, my favourite song at the moment is either As I Am by Logic or Roll Call by Logic. I'm obsessed with Logic at the moment. He's just awesome and super talented, so.
Favourite colour? Pretty sure we covered this in the last question. I'm going to stick with fuchsia.
My favourite part of my body would be my lips. I just like the shape and the colour of them, and it seems strange, but yeah, I like my lips the most. I think my favourite exercise would be swimming, because it is the only exercise that doesn't feel like an exercise. I mean, when I go swimming, all I do is mess around and splash people and steal floats from the younger kids and stuff, because I'm just so mature and everything. Also, it could totally save your life one day, so swimming it is.
Question 5. Are you a bath or shower person? Shorts or pants? Bra or panties? Underwear or peanut butter?
Okay, I'm not sure how long this is going to be, so I'm just going to give answers with no reasons. So, shower, shorts in private, pants in public, bra, and peanut butter.
Question 6. If you were a T-Rex living in Atlanta, how would you pick the berries in the tree? Explain in full detail, including how you would look as a T-Rex.
I think I would knock over the trees, scoop the tree up in my mouth, shake it until the berries came off, and then scoop up the delicious berryness and just eat them. And I'm pretty sure I would be wearing, like, sunglasses and a hat and some sort of disguise, because
I don't want to stand out or anything. I don't want to be hunted down whilst I'm, you know, scooping up berries and stuff. I've seen a lot of dinosaur movies, and that's how things usually go down. Helicopters and army vehicles. Better stay camouflaged.
Question 7. Tell me 3 things about yourself you hate telling people. This is silly, but I get asked what my ethnicity is a lot, so it's one of the questions I get bored of answering, really. I also don't like telling people my first name. It just doesn't fit me, personally, so I just go by my middle name most of the time. And that's all I can think of, so let's move on. Question 8. One thing you couldn't live without, and one thing you wish you didn't have to live with. I couldn't live without music. I love so many different genres, everything from opera and classical music to 60s music, blues, 80s pop songs, 90s Britpop, which was awesome. That's what I grew up listening to. Glam rock, getting into rap and stuff. I love music. Music is my life. And I just can't imagine being alive without listening to music every single day. And I don't understand people who don't listen to music. They're weird. That is all. I wish I didn't have to live with my social anxiety. I wish I was more confident and not scared of voicing my opinions and ideas and stuff. But I'm working on that, so.
Question 9. Give me 17 reasons why the moon isn't made of cheese. Wait, hold on a second, what? The moon isn't made of cheese? Okay, that's just crazy. Moving on. Question 10. Last question. What would you do for a Klondike bar? What is a Klondike bar?
Okay, Googling.
Google says it's like a choc ice. In which case, I'm intrigued to know the differences between the British and the American choc ice Klondike bar thing, but I don't think I would do anything illegal for it. Unless there was peanut butter involved. Peanut butter is a game changer. Whoever decided to put chocolate and peanut butter together is a god. Anyway, thank you, No Name, for those awesome questions. They were interesting, and it's been a lot of fun answering them. Hopefully this wasn't too long and I wasn't speaking too quick.